Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Kansas residents are at high risk for being bitten by a mosquito carrying West Nile virus. State health officials have issued West Nile warnings across the state. The central and northwest portions of the state are at highest risk, while the eastern and southwestern areas of Kansas are at moderate risk. Health officials say people over the age of 50 and those who are immunocompromised should adjust outdoor activities to avoid peak mosquito hours, which are from dusk to dawn. The West Nile virus can cause flu-like symptoms. About 1 in 150 infected people will develop swelling of the brain, which is often fatal. Both Democratic and Republican candidates for an open Kansas congressional seat are now scrambling for cash. The second congressional district seat in Kansas is open following the unexpected retirement of GOP Congressman Jake LaTurner. Sam Zeff reports.
FEC campaign finance reports show former LaTurner aide Jeff Kars has the most cash on hand ahead of the August 6 primary, $366,000, but that includes a personal $300,000 loan. Right behind him is former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt with $326,000 in the bank. Rancher Sean Tiffany, who calls himself the Cowboy Conservative, has $115,000. On the Democratic side, former Representative Nancy Boyda has $49,000 cash. Almost all of that is a personal loan. Former KU basketball player Matt Kleiman has $29,000. And former KCK teacher Elgin Woody has no money left. I'm Sam Zeff.
More Kansas school districts will begin using electric school buses with help from a federal clean air initiative. Education reporter Suzanne Perez has more.
The Waubunsee School District in northern Kansas was the first in the state to start transporting students in electric buses early last year. Now some of the state's urban districts, including Wichita and Topeka, are planning for the switch. Wichita Transportation Director Lisa Riveros says $12 million in aid from the Environmental Protection Agency will help pay for more than 40 electric buses.
Participating in the opportunity for the grants that are available now is a benefit because the money is out there to help move us in this direction.
Riveros says the Wichita District should have electric school buses on the road by the spring of 2026. They could save millions each year in fuel costs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Members of a Kansas high school baseball team who allegedly killed a chicken will not be charged with animal cruelty. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office released a statement yesterday saying that there was insufficient evidence to charge anyone with a crime under state law. Police in Valley Center near Wichita had investigated reports that the high school baseball team killed a chicken on the field before traveling to an away game in April. After learning of the incident, the school canceled the remainder of the baseball team's season. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is publicradio.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 90.3 in Chanute. In about 10 minutes, we'll have the latest news from around the world and across the state. And later this hour, we'll talk about sad and tragic places. There's something compelling about visiting historic sites, particularly those places where sad and tragic events unfolded.
This is a quiet, haunted spot, a place to contemplate this country's history and its ramifications.
Coming up at 6:45, commentator Rex Buchanan visits two places that conjure up dark images from America's distant and not-so-distant past. Stay with us. The forecast for the KPR listening area includes sunny skies for everyone in eastern Kansas. We'll have a high near 83. Tonight, clear, a low of 59, and tomorrow, sunny, high of 84 on Friday. It could be a rainy weekend, though.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. Next Wednesday, July 24th, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
Sunny skies expected today. We'll have a high of 83. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 84. Right now, the sun is shining at KU, and it's 62 at 6:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Republican National...
an influential voice inside the House Democratic Caucus. He's very close to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh reporting. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory. Dow futures down about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up about 0.3%. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. State health officials say Kansans are at high risk for being bitten by a mosquito that carries West Nile virus. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued West Nile warnings across the state. The virus can cause flu-like symptoms, and in some cases, infected people develop swelling of the brain, which can be fatal. An activist in Wichita is asking that city to establish a commission to study reparations for black residents. Celia Hack reports.
Mary Dean leads Kansas Justice Advocate, a social justice nonprofit. In February, she asked the city council to establish a commission to study systemic racism and discrimination against black Wichitans and the potential for reparations. Last month, Councilmember Brandon Johnson asked the city's Diversity, Inclusion, and Civil Rights Advisory Board to consider Dean's proposal. Dean made a presentation to the board this week. She told its members that reparations don't need to be cash payments. Instead, she listed policy areas the Reparations Commission should address.
Housing and discrimination and redlining, black economics and the wealth gap, health inequality, the failed foster care system.
The board has not yet made a recommendation to the city council. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Several candidates for a state Senate seat in Wyandotte County disagree on whether the Kansas City Royals should move to the Kansas City, Kansas area. The Democratic candidates for the 4th Senate District in Kansas have been debating the pros and cons of such a move. We get more from Serene Abayazid.
Incumbent David Haley is leading the charge to bring the Royals to Kansas City, Kansas.
Similar to the site that was proposed for downtown Kansas City, Missouri, that failed, that we have a downtown site, that is the northeast area of Kansas City, Kansas.
Ephraim Taylor III says a stadium would be hard on low-income residents.
They don't really bring that many jobs in it. They do. They're low-paying. It gentrifies neighborhoods, and the place is most vulnerable to gentrification is going to be the northeast.
The primary election is August 6th. I'm Serena Bayezid.
Sunny skies today, a high of 83. Tomorrow, same thing. Sunny, a high of 83, maybe 84 degrees. Right now, it's sunny and 62 at KU.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Home.com.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Have you heard that tomorrow night, the Retro Cocktail Hour is hosting another Cinema A Go-Go? And tomorrow night, you can catch some great B-movie flicks from B-movie mogul Roger Corman, who died earlier this year. In his honor, we'll be offering some completely bonkers movies tomorrow night at Cinema A Go-Go. Here's what's on the marquee for this big double feature. Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. It all begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Tickets available at the door. You can find more information about Cinema A Go-Go on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Straight ahead, sad places. Visiting them can help us understand our history. Or so says commentator Rex Buchanan. We'll be hearing from him next on KPR's Morning Edition. It's going to be sunny today, a high near 83 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 84.
And I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. There's something compelling about visiting historic sites, particularly those places where sad and tragic events unfolded. Whether it's visiting a Civil War battlefield or the site of some horrible disaster, visitors can get a better sense of exactly what happened. Reading books and watching documentaries are useful, but for commentator Rex Buchanan, few things compare to being there, in the physical space where something took place.
We were driving back from New Mexico recently when we stopped to visit a place that doesn't explain what happened there, but it's a start.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, traveler, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He lives in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grapes and Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com.
Every Thursday night at 7 o'clock on KPR One, we bring you Classics Live. Coming up tonight, hidden gems by women composers, the Navo Trio, oboe, violin, and piano. We'll play three pieces by Anna Bonn, Annie Gutso, and Dorothy Howell. Join us tonight at 7 o'clock on KPR's Classics Live to hear this captivating chamber music. Sunny skies today across eastern Kansas. We'll have a high of 83. Clear tonight, a low of 59. It's going to be sunny on Friday, a high near 84 tomorrow. Saturday brings a 30% chance of rain. Saturday night, 50% chance. Sunday, a 50% chance as well. Right now, it's sunny and 63 degrees at Kansas Public Radio. Serving you since 1952, it's Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We'll have a news summary next here on Morning Edition. And here's what the weather will do to us today. Sunny skies, high of 83. Not as bad as it has been. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 84. And over the weekend, looks like we have a chance for showers and storms. Saturday, a 30% chance. Saturday night, 50%. Sunday, 50-50. And on Sunday night, a 40% chance of rain and storms. On Monday, there's a 40% chance of rain. It's 63 at 7 o'clock.
Good morning. Ohio Senator...
The U.S. has imposed sanctions against a former Israeli soldier who killed an incapacitated Palestinian attacker 8 years ago and was imprisoned in Israel for several months. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. State health officials say Kansans are at high risk for being bitten by a mosquito carrying the West Nile virus. The Department for Health and Environment has issued West Nile warnings across the state. West Nile can cause flu-like symptoms, and in some cases, infected people develop swelling of the brain, which can be fatal. Both Democratic and Republican candidates for an open Kansas congressional seat are now scrambling to collect cash. The second congressional district seat in Kansas is open following the unexpected retirement of GOP Congressman Jake LaTurner. Sam Zeff reports.
FEC campaign finance reports show former Laterner aide Jeff Kars has the most cash on hand ahead of the August 6 primary, $366,000. But that includes a personal $300,000 loan. Right behind him is former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt with $326,000 in the bank. Rancher Sean Tiffany, who calls himself the Cowboy Conservative, has $115,000. On the Democratic side, former Representative Nancy Boyda has $49,000 cash. Almost all of that is a personal loan. Former KU basketball player Matt Kleiman has $29,000. And former KCK teacher Elgin Woody has no money left. I'm Sam Zeff.
Members of a Kansas high school baseball team who allegedly killed a chicken will not be charged with animal cruelty. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office released a statement yesterday saying there was insufficient evidence to charge anyone. Police in Valley Center had investigated reports that the high school baseball team killed a chicken on the field before traveling to an away game in April. After learning of that incident, the school district canceled the remainder of the baseball team's season. School districts across the state are starting the transition to electric school buses with help from a federal clean air initiative. Some of the state's largest districts, including Wichita and Topeka, received grants through the Environmental Protection Agency, and they plan to have electric buses on the road by 2026. Wichita Transportation Director Lisa Riveros says electric buses cost more up front, but they should not require additional time or effort from drivers.
If anything, it's easier because you need to roll up to tanks and wait in line to get fueled. Here, you just roll up to your parking spot and there's your plug-in waiting for you.
First Student, the private company that provides bus service to Wichita schools, plans to have 30,000 electric buses nationwide by the year 2035. The Waubonsie County School District was the first in the state to use an electric bus. In sports, the Kansas City Royals will be back in action tomorrow night. They'll face the lowly Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium around 7:10. Sunshine in the forecast for today will warm up to 83 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 63 at Kansas Public Radio.
It's morning at Welcome. This is NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 91.3 in Junction City.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Our next summary of news headlines is just 10 minutes from now. Sunny skies, a high of 83 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 84. And over the weekend, we could get wet. Saturday and Saturday night, a 30 to 50% chance of showers. Sunday and Sunday night, a 40 to 50% chance of rain. And then on Monday, we have a 40% chance of showers as well. Here in Lawrence, it's sunny and 64. Topeka, sunny and 63. Manhattan, 63, Kansas City, 64, and in Chanute, sunny and 66 degrees this morning. Cordelia Brown will be in on KPR 1 from 9 to noon today. And here's what she will be bringing us. A lot of good older music this morning, including a Corelli concerto from the Italian Baroque and an overture from Telemann's Tafelmusik. And after you listen to a Handel aria, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Friday night's Kansas City Baroque Consortium concert. Cordelia has the classics, including some modern music today. Stay with us for the classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
You'll hear that story and a whole lot more when you join us for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Weekend Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org.
Sunny skies today, a high of 83. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 84. And this weekend, a chance for rain and thunderstorms. It's 7:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance has officially accepted the Republican nomination for vice president. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, the 39-year-old first-term senator addressed the GOP National Convention in Milwaukee last night.
It's been a big week for J.D. Vance. On Monday, he officially joined former President Donald Trump on the ticket. And by Wednesday night, he addressed thousands of Republicans in Milwaukee, making a direct call out to his family and hometown in Ohio, along with neighboring Rust Belt states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, three key battlegrounds this fall.
I promise you this. I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
Vance's speech happened on the eve of Trump's address to the convention, where he'll accept the Republican presidential nomination. It all comes less than a week after an assassination attempt on Trump's life. Elena Moore, NPR News, Milwaukee.
President Biden is isolating at his home in Delaware after testing positive for COVID again, and Vice President Harris campaigns in North Carolina today. Israel's parliament approved a resolution opposing the creation of a Palestinian state. The non-binding resolution comes days before Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington and his speech to a joint meeting of Congress. He did not vote in this. World financial markets, Asian markets ended the day in mixed territory. You're listening to NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. An activist in Wichita is now asking that city to establish a commission to study reparations for black residents. Celia Hack has more.
Mary Dean leads Kansas Justice Advocate, a social justice nonprofit. In February, she asked the city council to establish a commission to study systemic racism and discrimination against black Wichitans and the potential for reparations. Last month, Councilmember Brandon Johnson asked the city's Diversity, Inclusion, and Civil Rights Advisory Board to consider Dean's proposal. Dean made a presentation to the board this week. She told its members that reparations don't need to be cash payments. Instead, she listed policy areas the Reparations Commission should address.
Housing and discrimination and redlining, black economics and the wealth gap, health inequality, the failed foster care system.
The board has not yet made a recommendation to the city council. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Several candidates for a state Senate seat in Wyandotte County disagree on whether the Kansas City Royals should move to the Kansas City, Kansas area. The Democratic candidates for the 4th Senate District in Kansas have been debating the pros and cons of such a move.
Incumbent David Haley is leading the charge to bring the Royals to Kansas City, Kansas.
Similar to the site that was proposed for downtown Kansas City, Missouri, that failed, that we have a downtown site, that is the northeast area of Kansas City, Kansas.
Ephraim Taylor III says a stadium would be hard on low-income residents.
They don't really bring that many jobs in it. They do. They're low-paying. It gentrifies neighborhoods, and the place is most vulnerable to gentrification is going to be the northeast.
The primary election is August 6th. I'm Serena Bayazid.
More Kansas school districts are beginning to use electric school buses. This comes from help from a federal clean air initiative. Suzanne Perez has more.
The Waubonsie School District in northern Kansas was the first in the state to start transporting students in electric buses early last year. Now some of the state's urban districts, including Wichita and Topeka, are planning for the switch. Wichita Transportation Director Lisa Riveros says $12 million in aid from the Environmental Protection Agency will help pay for more than 40 electric buses.
Participating in the opportunity for the grants that are available now is a benefit because the money is out there to help move us in this direction.
Riveros says the Wichita District should have electric school buses on the road by the spring of 2026. They could save millions each year in fuel costs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas City Royals will be back in action tomorrow night. They'll take on the Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium around 7:10. Sunny skies in the forecast for today. We'll have a high near 83. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for tuning in. There is something compelling about visiting historic places, particularly those places where sad and tragic events unfolded.
This is a quiet, haunted spot, a place to contemplate this country's history and its ramifications.
Coming up next on KPR, commentator Rex Buchanan visits two places that conjure up dark images from America's distant and not-so-distant past.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
Sunny skies and a high of 83 degrees expected today. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 84, and over the weekend, we could see some showers and thunderstorms. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, it's partly to mostly cloudy, 65.
Shut up. How both of you shut up.
Cinema A Go-Go celebrates B-movie maker Roger Corman with a night of...
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. There's something compelling about visiting historic sites, particularly those places where sad and tragic events unfolded. Whether it's visiting a Civil War battlefield or the site of some horrible disaster, visitors can get a better sense of exactly what happened. Reading books and watching documentaries are useful, but for commentator Rex Buchanan, few things compare to being there in the physical space where something took place.
We were driving back from New Mexico recently when we stopped to visit a place that doesn't seem to be on the itinerary of most tourists. We were just shy of the Kansas border, a little west of the Colorado town of Grenada, at the site of a World War II Japanese internment camp, Camp Amachi. During the war, the U.S. government relocated Japanese civilians, mostly from California, to this windswept hillside along the Arkansas River Valley. The camp held up to 7,500 people, many of whom, seeing these places, doesn't explain what happened there, but it's a start.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, traveler, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He lives in Lawrence.
At your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Cordelia Brown promises a lot of good older music this morning, including a Corelli concerto from the Italian Baroque and an overture from Telemann's Tafel Musik. And after you hear a Handel aria, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to this Friday night's Kansas City Baroque Consortium concert. You can get more information about the concert at kcbaroque.org. And then Cordelia will bring us some more modern music later in the morning, including Icarus by Benedict Brydern. I hope I got that right, Benedict. Also on the musical menu, Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto. Cordelia and the classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. On KPR 2, it's the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, a mostly cloudy sky, 65 degrees.
Economic promise.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online, kansaspublicradio.org. You can follow our news department on Twitter at KPR News, or connect with us on Facebook. We're trying to be everywhere, all the time, on as many platforms as we can find. It's mostly cloudy and 66 degrees here in Lawrence. We'll have a high near 83 later today. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning, 39-year-old Jim.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. State health officials say Kansans are at high risk of being bitten by a mosquito carrying the West Nile virus. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued West Nile warnings across the state. West Nile can cause flu-like symptoms, and in some cases, infected people might develop swelling of the brain, which can be fatal. A Johnson County doctor has a huge fundraising advantage over his Republican rival for Congress in the state's 3rd congressional district, Sam Zeff reports.
The latest FEC campaign finance reports show Prasanth Reddy with $830,000 in the bank ahead of the August 6th primary. Reddy has also loaned his campaign $87,000. The other GOP candidate still in the race is plumber Karen Serkovich, who has just $74,000 cash on hand. She's loaned her campaign $23,000. KCK police officer Jonathan Westbrook, a 3rd Republican in the primary, suspended his campaign in January. The winner takes on incumbent Democrat Charisse Davids, who reported $2.8 million in the bank. I'm Sam Zeff.
Members of a Kansas high school baseball team who allegedly killed a chicken will not be charged with animal cruelty. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office released a statement yesterday saying that there was insufficient evidence to charge anyone. Police in Valley Center had investigated reports that the high school baseball team killed a chicken on the field before traveling to an away game in April. After learning of the incident, the school canceled the remainder of the baseball team's season. An activist in Wichita is asking that city to establish a commission to study reparations for black residents. Celia Hack reports.
Mary Dean leads Kansas Justice Advocate, a social justice nonprofit. In February, she asked the city council to establish a commission to study systemic racism and discrimination against black Wichitans and the potential for reparations. Last month, Councilmember Brandon Johnson asked the city's Diversity, Inclusion, and Civil Rights Advisory Board to consider Dean's proposal. Dean made a presentation to the board this week. She told its members that reparations don't need to be cash payments. Instead, she listed policy areas the Reparations Commission should address.
Housing and discrimination and redlining, black economics and the wealth gap, health inequality, the failed foster care system.
The board has not yet made a recommendation to the city council. I'm Celia Hack in Wichita.
Now that the All-Star break is over, the Royals will get back on the ball field, taking on the Chicago White Sox tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
Support publicradio.org.
It's the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We'll find another summary of news headlines in about 10 minutes here on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at stonebackappliance.com, where they've got your back.
Sunny skies and 67 degrees here in Lawrence and in Topeka and in Manhattan and in Kansas City. Chanute, sunny and 69, and in Emporia, it's sunny and 68 degrees. All of us will be reaching toward a high around 83 degrees. Tomorrow's high around 84. And then this weekend, we could see showers and storms. Saturday brings a 30% chance of precipitation. Saturday night, a 50% chance. Sunday, it's 50-50 on rain and thunderstorms. And Sunday night, a 40% chance. Monday includes a 40% chance of rain as well. Again, it's sunny and 67 at KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached.
Thanks for choosing Kansas Public Radio to listen to this morning. We've got more news to bring you. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners find skilled pros to get their home projects done well. From everyday repairs to major remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. From Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates, all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez. A play about witches is a sensation in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. It's selling out every performance at the historic Ivan Franko Theater. Here's NPR's Ashley Westerman.
In the early days of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, a video surfaced online. A woman shouting at a Russian soldier sitting atop a tank. Do you even know where you are? You're in Konotop, shouted the woman off screen.
Boiling hot. I'm barely holding on, but we're making it work.
Training the human body for heat tolerance on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You'll hear that story and a whole lot more when you join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Sunny skies today, a high of 83. It'll be sunny tomorrow, a high of 84. And over the weekend, a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Right now at KPR, it's sunny and 68 degrees at 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jenny. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. More Kansas school districts will soon begin using electric school buses.
The Waubonsie School District in northern Kansas was the first in the state to start transporting students in electric buses early last year. Now some of the state's urban districts, including Wichita and Topeka, are planning for the switch. Wichita Transportation Director Lisa Riveros says $12 million in aid from the Environmental Protection Agency will help pay for more than 40 electric buses.
Participating in the opportunity for the grants that are available now is a benefit because the money is out there to help move us in this direction.
Riveros says the Wichita District should have electric school buses on the road by the spring of 2026. They could save millions each year in fuel costs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
It's time to pull out the bug spray. State health officials say Kansans are at high risk of being bitten by a mosquito that carries West Nile virus. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued West Nile warnings across the state. The virus can cause flu-like symptoms, and in some cases, infected people develop swelling of the brain, which can often be fatal. A Johnson County doctor has a huge fundraising advantage over his Republican rival for Congress in the state's 3rd congressional district.
The latest FEC campaign finance reports show Prasanth Reddy with $830,000 in the bank ahead of the August 6th primary. Reddy has also loaned his campaign $87,000. The other GOP candidate still in the race is plumber Karen Serkovich, who has just $74,000 cash on hand. She's loaned her campaign $23,000. KCK police officer Jonathan Westbrook, a 3rd Republican in the primary, suspended his campaign in January. The winner takes on incumbent Democrat Charisse Davids, who reported $2.8 million in the bank. I'm Sam Zeff.
There's something compelling about visiting historic sites, particularly places where sad and tragic events have unfolded.
This is a quiet, haunted spot. a place to contemplate this country's history and its ramifications.
Coming up on KPR, commentator Rex Buchanan will visit two places that conjure up dark images from America's distant and not-so-distant past. The Kansas City Royals will be back in action again tomorrow night. They'll face the Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium around 7:10 in the evening. Sunny skies today all across eastern Kansas with a high near 83, a low tonight of 59, and for tomorrow sunny with a high of 84. Over the weekend, a 30 to 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amar.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. More news to tell you about, plus commentary from Rex Buchanan. That is straight ahead. And if you stick around long enough, Cordelia Brown will bring us classical music this morning following the 9 o'clock news. Now that's on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting the Call Valley Jukebox, a source for local musicians to submit their music for preservation and public access, streaming through the library. More information at music.lplks.org.
Sunny skies today and tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. Over the weekend, a 30 to 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms. That includes Saturday, Saturday night, Sunday, Sunday night, and into Monday. Right now we have sunshine here in Lawrence. It's 69 degrees at 844.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
Of all sizes, to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. There's something compelling about visiting historic sites, particularly places where sad and tragic events unfolded. Whether it's visiting a Civil War battlefield or the site of some horrible disaster, visitors can get a better sense of exactly what happened. Reading books and watching documentaries are useful, but for commentator Rex Buchanan, few things compare to being there in the physical space where something took place.
We were driving back from New Mexico recently when we land. In spite of repeat visits, the stories of Camp Amache and Sand Creek are still pretty much incomprehensible to me. Seeing these places doesn't explain what happened there, but it's a start.
Commentator Rex Buchanan is a writer, traveler, and director emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He lives in Lawrence. It's 8:50 on this Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies and a high of 83 for today. Tomorrow sunny, a high of 85. And the weekend outlook has been modified slightly. We're still looking at showers and thunderstorms Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, but the chance has decreased somewhat. On Saturday, we've got a 30% chance for rain and storm. Saturday night, 40%. Sunday, 40%. Sunday night, 30%. And on Monday, a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Here in Lawrence, sunny and 70 degrees. Topeka, 69. Manhattan, cloudy and 69. KC with sunshine, 69 degrees. In Chanute, it's sunny and 71, and in Emporia, mostly sunny and 70 degrees.
Edition from NPR News, I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
A That's Cordelia Brown playing the piano. Okay, I'm just kidding, it's not. But she does play, and she'll be playing some classical music for us for the next 3 hours here on Kansas Public Radio. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 FM, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. Looking for something to do tomorrow night? Don't forget about Cinema A Go-Go at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence. 7 o'clock is the time for the double feature featuring a couple great B-movie flicks from Roger Corman. You can find all the details online at kansaspublicradio.org, and we hope to see you at Cinema A Go-Go tomorrow night.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Sunny skies and 70 degrees in Lawrence will warm up to around 83. It's 9:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Tonight's the last night of the